Hey, I'm Adrian Solgarden. Welcome to our podcast, Living My Dream. Use the discount code podcast1234 at solgard.co for a discount off of any of our products. Please drop us a note. Let us know what you think about this, who you want to hear from, suggestions for guests. We're getting this started and we'd love your feedback.
So we're about to meet Leah. She's a front-end engineer for Tumblr. She's also a stop-motion graphic designer doing a ton of stuff. She's blowing up on Instagram right now. She's working with Will Smith. All sorts of really cool people. Let's go meet her.
Leah, welcome here.
Oh, thank you so much.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah.
Very cool to have you here. So I understand you're an engineer at Tumblr.
Exactly.
I've seen a lot of your work on Instagram. I've seen some really cool, exciting stuff you've done with Will Smith, with all kinds of other people. How'd you get started? What got you from being an engineer to being here today?
So I'm an engineer. This is my full-time job, like 9 to 5. This is my regular job. But like on the side, I have this passion for videos since pretty much the age of 10. I was filming my family, everyone. I was doing weddings, film, like things like that. But it's like 2 years ago that like, I had also this passion for techniques in video. So not regular video, like exactly power techniques. But I wanted to try new things and not always the same. So I love stop motion. So I wanted to try stop motion, green screen effects, cinemagraph, all of this kind of videos. So what I did is that I started an Instagram account 2 years ago, and my
Leah Motion
on Instagram. But so I just wanted to my goal was to try a technique by week. Okay. So I start by doing
every week. New technique.
So every week with my friend, family, everybody. So I was trying stuff. And so the first thing that happened is that I got contacted by Joby, the like tripod. I see that you have some here, but like, you know, those like bendy tripod that you can put everywhere. So I got contacted by them and they were like, are you interested to be an ambassador of our brand and like do some video for us? I was like, of course, like I use your product like every single day.
Yeah.
So yes. So I started to make some animation with them with, you know, the tripod working by itself, like some cool stuff. So I was doing what I liked just after work or like during like my lunch break or anything like this. And one day I remember I was at work and I drink those bottle, like, you know, the Hint water. So I was drinking Hint and I was like, oh, let's make a video with this water. So I went back home and I did like it was Halloween, I remember. So I did like, you know, a pumpkin and like the water. I did a fun animation and I sent that through DM on Instagram. Instagram is the best way to like just contact people like in a very fast way, you know?
Direct, I mean, it's the only way you can get direct access
exactly.
to some of these people. And you might not always,
exactly.
but they are the ones checking it, not their assistant checking their email inbox.
Exactly. So you got it. And so I did it and someone replied back, like, we love it. We will send you 12 cases of Hint. Okay, so I was so happy about that. And so the guy contacted me 1 week after and he told me like, we are based in California, but we are here like in New York for 1 week. Do you want to come to this event? We are like having an event tonight. I was like, sure, like I'm coming. So I went there, I met this guy, his name is Jonathan, and I really thanked him because he was like kind of the start of everything that happened to me after. And so at this event, I saw Sam Schaefer, which is like a YouTuber that you might know, that I really love. And so I told Jonathan, like, I love Sam Schaefer, like, he's a great guy, I'm so happy to see him here. But nothing, I didn't want to talk to him because I'm like, super shy, and he was like, come, like, let's go have a chat. And Jonathan just told like Sam, like, you will love her video. Like, I was like, I hope you will love it, because like the way you sell it, like, he has to love it, but like, you will love her video. And he did, like, he kind of liked what I was doing, and he said, like, do you want to do a collaboration, like some videos together? I was like, sure, like it would be a pleasure for me. So we did, we filmed 3 IDs and he posted that on his account. So I had like a lot of visibility that day, like a lot of new followers. I was super happy about this. And this was a part, like one week after, I received an email and the title was Will Smith. So this was
just
kind of,
subject line.
Like Will Smith. Yes, exactly.
Did you open it or did you
trash? So I just opened it and so it was saying like, hi, I'm like Will Smith's manager. I saw your video on Sam Schaefer. Oh, nice. I saw your video on Sam Schaefer account. We want to do a video with you. We love the levitation ID. So because I my profile picture is me like holding like a camera and like it's levitating on itself, like
cool.
So
I should like put that clip in right here.
Exactly. So he told me like I would love to do that. So I was like, sure. I am not in LA. I'm here. Like you are in LA. I know. He was like, can you do the levitation part? And like, what does Will Smith? So I didn't meet Will Smith actually, but like this was more than meeting Will Smith. It was like a change like for me. So he sent me, so I asked him to do like this.
Yeah.
And I did all the green screen part, the water part at home. And I will always remember the day I received this video from Will Smith doing this, like what
with
I
him,
asked.
With him posting it.
Exactly. Just this.
Just this.
I was like, this is for me, like, so I was working with this footage, but like, you're not working with your brother footage,
yeah,
or like, you're working with Will Smith footage. So I did the video, and I remember I was leaving for vacation the same day, and so I left, and I received a message from the manager, and he said, Will Smith loved it, but I'm so sorry, you will have to redo it, because like, we are launching, like, not only water, the blue color, like, we want to launch, like, more flavor, like, strawberries, And so it's gonna have to go from blue to yellow to, and I was like, no, I have my computer, I can do it in post, don't worry. Patron. Oh yeah, in French, by the way.
Yeah, we'll get to that. We gotta get to that. We skipped right over.
And so I did it, I sent it to them, I continued my vacation, I came back, and when I came back, one day I received, like my phone like was just like leaving,
yeah.
Like zzz. And so it was a day that Will Smith posted the video and he was like, thanks Leah Motion. So
I heard that you had the opportunity to either charge him to pay you to do it or
yeah, this
but what did you do instead?
So basically one of my friend, very good friend, I was telling him about this and when they asked me for the price, like how much do you charge? My friend told me, you don't charge anything, like, just ask him to, like, mention your name. It will, like, bring you much more
yeah.
than charge, like, a couple
yeah.
bucks.
Yeah.
So, it's what I did, and this, like, after Will Smith.
That really sick.
Exactly. So, after Will Smith, I got a lot of visibility, you know, some more followers. And so, I started getting messages all over the place. Like, can you do levitation for my cream? Can you do levitation for my watch? Can
yeah.
you do it? So, I was like, I want to, but like, I have my job. So, I was like, kind of choosing my project, which is like, it's good for me like to just choose the one I want to do. And what I did is that I started my company just after this.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, yeah, making videos for like brands and stuff. So
that's
I'm
awesome.
So happy. So you have
very
the
cool.
full story.
Full story. Love it. So let's go back a bit. So
yeah,
you
sure.
mentioned you're from France. How did you get from France? We're now in New York. How did you get from France to New York? And what does a bit of that journey look like? Let's think back. What part of France did you grow up in?
So 20 minutes from Paris. So the suburb. So I grew up there. I did my study there. I did everything. Like I was computer science mm-hmm. stuff. And I went to England to do like 4 months exchange. And after that, my husband went to New York for 1 year.
Yeah.
Should have been for 1 year. And he didn't come back. Like he just called me and he told me, you have to come. Like, it's the best place ever. You will love it, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I don't speak English. So no, I don't want to leave my family. So this was the two part that was hard for me. But he told me like, just try 1 year. If you don't like it, we go back.
Yeah. So your husband was in New York.
Exactly.
He'd been here for a year, didn't come back.
Yeah, and he told me like
you have to come.
So I went. And he was right. Like, I loved everything about the city, like the people, the mentality. You said that mentality?
Mentality.
Yeah. I loved everything. And I loved it. I stayed and, you know.
And so did you come, so you work for Tumblr now as like a full-time job, and then you also do your live motion stuff on the side.
Yeah, exactly. So I
and you're a mom.
I'm a mom of three. Yeah.
Superwoman here. Do you wear a cape? Do you have that hiding?
I go home like
how do you balance your first of all your personal life, like that's one.
Yeah, yeah.
How do you balance a full-time job and even just your passion, like, to those two enough?
Yeah, so those two, what I do usually is that I go shoot during my lunch break.
Okay.
This is what happened. And I edit at night when my kids go to sleep.
Okay.
This is pretty much what I do.
Okay. So do you think that having that time constraint makes it easier to be creative or harder? Because you have 30-40 minutes here, and then you have like maybe an hour or two there.
Yeah, and also when I do stop motion, I can do the full project at home because you don't have to feel it's like object stop motion, so I can do it at home. But yeah, when I don't know, like, I wish sometimes I have more time, but like, it's fine. Yeah.
I sometimes wonder about that, because when we're working with creatives, with designers on the website, or, you know, different pieces, or even myself, I sometimes find if you just give yourself a hard deadline, I'm going to procrastinate until the very
That's
end anyway.
True.
So
That's
if I don't
true.
Have that much time, it's like, I will take as much time as I have, and then I'll get it all done
That's
in the last.
That's so true. Yeah. So right now I'm working on a very fun project for the Billboard Music Awards. So I'm so happy. It's like two pieces to announce the nominee, you know? And I was like,
That's huge.
I was like you said, like they had a very deadline, like you have 2 days.
Yeah.
You have 1 day to do the concept, you have 1 day to shoot it, you have 1 day to send it to us. If we have it, you have, like, it was like
just
very,
yeah.
But I just like want it to happen. So I went, like, I didn't sleep.
Cool.
But like, I was like, it's so cool, like, to be able to do that, to work for this kind of big event, you know? So I was like, I don't care. I just do it for today. I will sleep later.
Amazing.
Yeah, it just happened. So it has been approved and it will be online on Thursday, actually. So.
Wow.
Thank you.
Congrats. That's so cool. And I saw you did another project for Bella Hadid.
Yeah.
Or, sorry, Gigi
Hadid. So, no, it was a...
It was Bella.
Both.
Oh, Bella.
You're good.
Nice flex. Bella
so it
Hadid.
Was not for them, actually. It was for Michael Kors. Mm-hmm. And I was lucky enough to... So I was like... Yeah. So basically, I had like pretty like freedom to do whatever I want.
Yeah.
I just had to do like 3 pieces of content. So I could like choose like if I wanted to do the runaway, if I wanted to do some backstage ID, some celebrities. So I just like was like running around and try to find IDs. And one thing I add is that I bring with me a Polaroid with some green screen on it. And I was like, this can be cool to have like the model holding it and like do like some kind of zoom in effect inside. Exactly. You saw it, right?
Guilty, guilty.
And so I went backstage and I saw Bella Hadid and I was like, if you don't ask her, you have to ask her. And I was alone, like my team. So I had a team that were doing the YouTube video. I was doing more like small content. And so I just went and I was like, hi Bella, can you, and you know with my accent, can you hold this for 1 second? She was like, sure. She was super nice. So I just did like my like ID.
Yeah.
I asked to 2 other models. They were super nice also. And I posted and like it was great. And 2 of the models, not Bella, but 2 of the models like commented on my post. Like,
oh, cool.
I was like super happy about this. So
nice.
Kind of
nice.
A cool project.
Nice. Very cool. Very
yes,
cool.
yes.
So it feels a little bit like you're living the dream. You're pursuing your passion alongside a full-time job. You got happy, healthy kids. Does it feel like that? What would you say to others that, you know, have their passions? Maybe they know them, maybe they don't. But for people that are wanting to find that, what would you say?
Yeah, so one thing that, you know, sometimes I ask people to ask me questions, like if I can help or anything. And one person was asking, like, I'm 30, I'm so sad that it's too late for me. And I was like, okay, I'm 33, okay? I started 2 years ago, so make the calculation. Like, it's never too late. I could be 40. If you have a passion, like, just go for it, like, try. And also, not for the money, like, just try. Don't think about, like, client, money, sponsor, like, just do it. And I'm sure, like, people will come to you. If you are passionate, you have, like, a good portfolio with your work, like, it will pay off for sure. Yeah, this is my advice, like, just go for it.
Go for it. Nice. Love that. So how long have you been in New York for?
I've been here for 11 years.
11 years, nice. Yeah. And you're wearing a 368 t-shirt. For those of you who don't know, 368 is Casey Neistat's
amazing center. Yes.
So what's your connection there? What's the story?
So I'm a huge fan of Casey Neistat, but like, I'm a friend of Patrick Russell, which is like Casey Neistat's assistant. Mm-hmm. And we were talking at some event, we saw each other at some event, and I was like, we were looking for a way to work together, because I love 368, I love the mentality, like everything that they are creating, and like the fact that they are making a space for creators, like it can be gaming, they have like a lot of things for creators. And so we find a way to collaborate together, so I'm making right now, a video to sell their merch.
Oh, nice.
So that's why I'm... So it will be a paper style project.
Sketched on paper?
It will be on paper. You will see like some people wearing the merch. And with my hand on top of this, I will pretend to like grab the shirt and like do something, put another one, you know? So it will be all paper. And,
cool.
And for that project, so there is 800 frame that I have to cut by hand. I know.
In paper, you're the one cutting it with scissors.
Yes, yes.
Do you have your 8-year-old doing it, or it's you doing it?
I bought everything, like the mat, the cutter, like, yeah, it will be crazy, but like, I just wanted to do it. I wanted to try this technique, like the paper-based thing.
When do you think that'll be out?
Mid-May.
Mid-May, okay, nice.
The longest project ever, but it's
but
always
like
good.
800 pieces that you're cutting
into
the hand.
Yeah.
Love that.
Oh, and
so we got
one thing to talk about.
Ooh, what?
Because it was, I'm doing my first like long project with Ryan Serrant on Friday. It's like I did like the storyboard.
Ryan Serrant is a real estate sales guy that's doing a ton of YouTube stuff, and some of our friends of SoulGuard actually work with him.
So basically, one of the thing that I wanted to try. So as I mentioned, I want to try always like new thing, and so I wanted to try not to do like 6-second loop. I wanted to try a more long format, which is like not more than 1 minute. So it's not a long format, but still. And I wanted to
for those of us ADD, a minute is a really long.
But I wanted to try to do, a story about the full process, like which angle I will film, which story I will tell. Like, so it's what I did with Ryan Serrant. So we are shooting on Friday. So I send them like a storyboard. So it's my first time doing this kind of project. So I hope it would be good. But like, what I wanted to mention is that like, don't always do what you know, like just keep learning.
I love that about your style, like you're saying you're doing it to learn new techniques.
Exactly.
And none of your projects are the same. Like I've seen you do stuff with John Hill, the skateboard, like making someone disappear, and stuff with John Reyes we met with, like the cool backflip.
Exactly.
All of your styles are different, and I think that by stretching, I was going to say, you've had some nice flexes today with, you know, Will Smith, Bella Hadid, you know, Ryan Smith. You've got all these really cool people you're working with, and yet your style is diverse in every single one, so like,
I hope it will.
Thank you so much for coming by. I wanted to give you a little parting gift.
Thank you so much.
So we mostly make backpacks and suitcases and things, but we also make watches. So here's a hexagon shaped watch for you.
Wow, my god.
If you're
looks so nice.
A bit of a design geek, the hexagon watch actually allows you to tell time a little bit faster because
nice.
The corner.
Oh yeah, the corner. That looks amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And so we can find you
Leo Motion, yes.
On Instagram.
Instagram, YouTube, Facebook,
everywhere. All of the things.
But Instagram is the main.
Yeah. Instagram is the main, Jen. Yeah. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you, Adrian. It's so nice.